I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, April 23rd. Financial irregularities at the Quincy Department of Elder Services forced Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch to place Elder Services Director Tom Clasby on paid administrative leave last Friday. In a statement, Koch says he was made aware of the financial irregularities last week and, after a review, determined that the issues were of a potentially substantive nature and would require a full investigation. Koch says he met with Quincy Police Chief Mark Kennedy and Solicitor Jim Timmons and determined that Clasby should be placed on paid leave. Clasby was escorted out of the Kennedy Center by police on Friday morning. Koch says Quincy police detectives and an independent auditing firm are leading an investigation and that a full forensic audit of the finances at the Department of Elder Services will be conducted. Clasby has been Elder Services Director since 1997. Koch said there would be no disruption to services or activities at the Kennedy Center. The Quincy City Council last night approving a $7 million loan for sewer system improvements and a $2.5 million loan for the removal of lead water pipes. The council also approved a $20 million bond for capital improvements and a $4 million bond to expand the Cleverly Court soccer fields. Officials also reviewed a proposal for a $157 million bond for two new Quincy Center parking garages, and also reviewed a proposed expansion of the Quincy Center Redevelopment Project District. In other action last night, councilors placed into committee a request to make Lunar New Year a city holiday and also heard a presentation on the mayor's salary. A community meeting will be held this evening regarding a new electricity program in Quincy. The Quincy Electricity Program will be explained during that 6 p.m. meeting at the Kennedy Center. The new program that begins in June offers National Grid customers in Quincy three options to get their electricity. Quincy Basic, Quincy Standard, and Quincy Premium services will all provide lower rates than the current standard National Grid rate. The program, called Municipal Aggregation, means that the city will purchase power in bulk and then offer the lower rates to Quincy ratepayers. The lower rates will be guaranteed through December of 2027. Ratepayers will automatically be enrolled in the program but may opt out at any time without penalty. Customers who are currently enrolled in a third-party electric supplier will not be enrolled but can join the city program if they choose. There will be no change to how you pay your bills. National Grid will still be responsible to respond to power outages, down power lines, and other issues. A Brockton man is facing charges in connection with the theft of six high-end vehicles from a Quincy dealership early yesterday. Police say six cars were stolen from Champion Auto on East Howard Street in Quincy Point. At 2:30 yesterday morning, police say the cars were Mercedes, Audis, BMWs, and one Nissan. A white BMW is still missing. State police quickly recovered the vehicles in Brockton and Avon and arrested 19-year-old Jalen Clancy of Brockton. Police are still searching for other suspects in that case. The date for opening statements is set to happen in 1 week in the Karen Reed murder trial as the court continues trying to finalize the jury pool. 19 jurors have been chosen in the Reed case, but they want to keep selecting tomorrow. According to the clerk, they think they may have problems with some of the people selected over the past 4 days. Initially, 16 jurors were wanted for the trial, but late yesterday afternoon, the court said it is now seeking 20 jurors. A buffer zone that includes metal barricades and orange traffic drums is set up for the retrial. Nobody is allowed to demonstrate within those signs or 200 feet of the courthouse. Reed's lawyers also want to change the layout of the courtroom where the trial is taking place. The defense says that the juror box should be moved so jurors can clearly see the faces of witnesses when testimony begins. Governor Healey has joined a chorus of voices pushing back against the idea floated by Secretary of Transportation Monica Tibbetts about adding tolls to the state's borders. Tibbetts was giving a speech at WAC, Massachusetts on April 10th when she talked about the need to get aggressive to have enough money for safe transportation in the Bay State. But Healey says those comments do not reflect the views of the administration. She added that she spoke with Tibbetts about the issue and remains confident in the secretary's leadership abilities. The average price for a gallon of gas in Massachusetts has risen nearly 20 cents from a week ago, according to AAA. Yesterday, AAA reported the average price of regular gas in Massachusetts was $3.56 a gallon compared to the price of $3.37 back on April 15th. Fuel companies are now switching over to the more expensive summer blend, but that usually is accompanied by just a 7 to 10 cent jump. AAA says traders are paying a 30 cent per gallon premium for the summer blend, so that's all getting into the system now. That's why prices have spiked over the past week. The average statewide price of $3.56 a gallon is closer to the national average, which is $3.67 per gallon. AAA said average gas prices in Massachusetts trended 30 cents lower than the national average up until this past week. A check of business news this morning, and stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 253, the NASDAQ rose 169, and the S&P added 43. Asian stocks also mostly higher. The dollar was down, the euro fell, oil at $82 a barrel. In sports, the Maple Leafs beat the Bruins 3-2 in Game 2 of the playoffs. Game 3 is set for tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Toronto. And Celtics and Heat for their Game 2 of their playoffs tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Garden. And the Red Sox are in Cleveland tonight at 6:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny and a high of 63. Clear tonight, low 42. Scattered showers tomorrow with a high of 60. Sunny 54 for Thursday and a sunny 59 on Friday. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves, wind south 5 to 10, become southeast 10 to 15, gusting to 20, and a high tide at 12:06 p.m. Sunrise 5:49, set at 7:35. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, April 23rd.